Where charity and love prevail, God's presence is truly there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Three days enfold us now in washing feet and breaking bread, in cross and font and life renewed, in Christ God's firstborn from the dead. Benedictine Dolores Dufner captures the entire journey of the next 3 days. Tonight we embark upon the great Triduum, the three great days.
Esta noche comenzamos los tres días más sagrados del año cristiano. La liturgia de esta noche es la primera parte.
Tonight's liturgy is only part one. Part two continues tomorrow, and part three on Saturday evening. We gather this evening to remember Christ giving us a new commandment, to love one another as I have loved you.
Jesús nos da un nuevo mandamiento esta noche, que se amen los unos a los otros. Así como yo los amo a ustedes, así deben amarse ustedes a los unos a los otros.
Jesus has already taught the world. Has already taught the world that the greatest commandments are to love your God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. At this point in the story, those commandments are very well established. But Jesus puts a little finer point on it tonight. To truly love God and neighbor means that we have to love one another the way that Jesus loves us. On the surface, this might sound easy. But loving others in the same manner of Jesus hasn't really been our strength. We don't have to go far to see how unloving the world can actually be.
A menudo, nuestro mundo carece de amor. Siempre faltamos en nuestro mundo una presencia de amor y requerimos más, porque amarse es un trabajo más difícil de lo que creemos.
Our society seems to see the qualities of discord, envy, and hate more readily than love. And in some ways, we are no different than the people of earlier times. The early church struggled with this love. All we have to do is look at a very short encounter that occurs in the book of James in the New Testament. The writer asks this early church a very pointed question. Do you, with your acts of favoritism, really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? For if a person with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person in dirty clothes also comes in, and if you take notice of the one wearing the fine clothes and say, "Oh, have a seat here, please," while to the one who is poor you say, "Stand there," or "Sit at my feet," have you not made distinctions among yourselves? Even in the early church, taking Jesus' new commandment to love one another as he loves us wasn't easy. The challenge was real. We see one another as different. As much as we would like to be united, as much as we'd like to view ourselves as the same, there's something in our minds that continue to divide us.
Hay algo en nuestras mentes que nos impide vernos como iguales. En lugar de amar lo que nos hace diferentes, lo etiquetamos como algo malo.
We're trained from a very young age to distinguish each other by noticing difference. And somewhere along the way, we begin to label those differences as bad. In one of his final examples to us, Jesus once again recalibrates our way of thinking.
Hoy Jesús nos invita a cambiar nuestra forma de pensar.
He takes off his outer robe, and he grabs a towel, and he begins to wash the feet of his disciples.
Cuando Jesús comience a lavar los pies de sus discípulos, imagine la confusión.
Imagine the confusion that took place when Jesus did this.
Let's put this into context. Ponemos esto en contexto moderno. Imagina comer en el mejor restaurante de la ciudad y tu patrón se levanta después del primer plato y lava los pies de todos.
Imagine you were having somewhere nice, at the dinner somewhere nice, at the nicest restaurant you can imagine in the city. And then after you have your cocktails and your salad, the host, the person that invited you to this dinner, gets up from his chair, takes off his suit, puts on an apron, and kneels down to take your shoes off to wash your feet. Lavando los pies en frente de todos los invitados. ¡Qué vergüenza! In front of everybody, washing feet in front of all the guests at this really nice place. How embarrassing. What a scene. Why on earth would someone do such a thing? But this is precisely what Jesus did. No one there knew that he was going to do this. Nadie sabía que Jesús lavaría los pies de los discípulos. It was a surprise. Era una sorpresa. It was spontaneous. It was completely unexpected. But Jesus does this to demonstrate love. That none of us can truly love other people like he loves them until we view one another as absolute equals. Nadie puede amar como Jesús ama hasta que verdaderamente amemos a todos. In the kingdom of God, there are no outcasts. In the kingdom of God, there are no second-class citizens. In the kingdom of God, we are all the same. Whether we like it or not, we are all the same. En el reino de Dios, somos completamente iguales. So the commandment Jesus leaves us with tonight is one we will struggle with for the rest of our lives. Vivir el nuevo mandamiento de Jesús requería toda una vida de práctica. No es fácil. This new commandment is not easy. No matter how blissful we might feel about loving each other tonight, you and I both know that loving people equally all the time might actually make us crazy. We don't know how to do this. And we certainly aren't good at this kind of love, so we have to practice. We practice this love tonight by coming forward and washing the feet of someone else. Practicaremos esta forma de amor de Cristo esta noche, cuando nos lavemos los pies unos a otros. I realize that tonight makes many people uncomfortable, but it's supposed to. Si te sientes incómodo, está bien. Deberíamos estar un poco incómodos. Peter doesn't want Jesus to wash his feet because he's embarrassed. How in the world should my great teacher, my Messiah, my Lord wash my feet? That is absolutely ridiculous. But Jesus does this because the disciples need to remember this moment, for the rest of their lives. It will be the moment that carries them into their ministry from this point on. It will give them strength, the strength to love even the most hate-filled people that they encounter around the Mediterranean. Lavarse los pies unos a otros nos da un recordatorio concreto de cuánto nos ama Dios y cuánto nosotros, como discípulos de Cristo, podemos amar a los demás. Christ's example and his commandment give them a way to remember how God truly loves everyone, even those whose hearts are not open to any presence of love whatsoever. In the actions of tonight's service, in the pauses of our liturgy, in the silence that we have at the end, take time. Take time to think about how much you have been loved in your life, even at the times you didn't deserve it. How can you learn from tonight's foot washing? ¿Cómo puedes aprender de esta noche? ¿Cómo puedes amar a alguien a quien tienes dificultades para amar? How can you use the actions of tonight to radically love someone in your world who you really can't stand? How can you reflect on what Jesus has done and commanded us to start seeing your adversary as someone you are called to love?
¿Cómo ves a tu enemigo como alguien a quien Cristo quiere que ames?
This is the great challenge. Este es el gran reto del nuevo mandamiento, of the mandatum novum, of the new commandment. Love requires practice.
El amor requiere práctica.
Love requires seeing the world differently. Christ's love for us can help us love others in a new way.
La forma en que Jesús nos ama nos muestra una nueva forma de amar a los demás.
And so we begin tonight's new way together.
Y entonces empezamos esta nueva forma de amar juntos.
Part of this great triduum, where the most sacred acts of God and Jesus Christ unfold before our very eyes.
En esta parte, la primera parte de los tres grandes días, en latín el triduum, Cristo nos enseña una nueva manera de amar.
We're on this journey together. And tonight we focus on the way Jesus taught us to love one another, especially when the going gets tough. Because the story hasn't fully played out yet. We know this, but in our reality of our world, our lives still have a lot to play out as well.
Jesús nos muestra cómo amar incluso en los momentos más difíciles de nuestras vidas. Conocemos a muchas personas, personas queridas, personas despreciadas, personas aisladas, personas traumatizadas. Nuestro mandamiento de esta noche es amarlos a todos por igual.
We know people in our lives that we love, and we know people whom we'd like to love, and we know people whom we don't think we can love. But Jesus calls us to put on an apron and get out a towel and wash. Wash the feet of your beloved. Wash the feet of your greatest rival. Wash the feet of someone you can't stand. And do this to remember the love that Christ has for you. And do it to remind yourself that by loving as Christ loves us, we can also be his disciples.
A través de amar a los demás, mostramos al mundo que somos discípulos de Cristo.
We can be his disciples through the times of betrayal, through the times of walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and through the terror and amazement of the empty tomb.
El amor de Jesús nos abrazará durante los tiempos difíciles, durante los tiempos fáciles, y durante toda nuestra vida. El amor siempre reinará.
Love carries us through, always. Love will reign. We are commanded tonight to remember and to practice Christ's love. Now is the time.